talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I also want to say again, download the Devil Radio app. I'm real glad we have an app, Devil Radio app. Download it from Apple, Google, from our website. Take Devil Radio and your favorite shows with you 24/7 anywhere you go. Okay, we're going to jump right into it. History is being made. It was made last night. It's being made as I speak. It'll be made this morning. That's what history is. Number one, and I think this is great news, the federal government recovered millions of dollars, more than $2 million, in the ransomware payments from the Colonial Pipeline hacking, the holdup of Colonial Pipeline. Remember that a little while ago? There were gas lines all up and down the East Coast. Russian hackers called DarkSide, operating out of Russia with the knowledge of Vladimir Putin, hacked into Colonial Pipeline. Since then, they've hacked into one of the biggest meat processing companies in the world, certainly in the United States. They've hacked into the subway systems on the East Coast. There's got to be a response to Putin. This stuff doesn't get done in Russia by organized crime when the head of organized crime, which is Vladimir Putin, is in the neighborhood. If they did it and he didn't want it, they'd be dead. He is responsible. Anyway, the federal government recovered a little over $2 million in cryptocurrency. Now, how did they do it? They hacked into DarkSide's crypto account. And how did that happen? Without getting into all the gory details, what frequently happens is cyber criminals, when they get the ransom, immediately transfer it into other accounts, hard to trace. This time, they let it sit in an account, apparently here in the United States, and the feds went in and got it. You know, there are a lot of different proposals out there. One proposal by Jennifer Granholm, cabinet secretary to Joe Biden, is outlaw ransomware payments. In other words, and the federal government can do it, probably by executive order, but certainly through the Congress, and just order corporations, if you get hacked, you are forbidden by law to pay ransom. The problem with that is, it's going to continue certainly for a long time. Putin's not doing it for money. He's not authorizing it for money. The incentive is money for the criminals under him in Russia, DarkSide and others. But he's not doing it for money. Remember, they hacked into our elections in 2016. They hacked into our elections in 2020. They seem to hack at will. They're international ragamuffins, economy declining, standard of living declining, threats against Putin internally, and this is how he responds. But if you outlaw the payment of ransom, Colonial Pipeline would still be, if not shut down, it takes a while to do a workaround. There'd be fuel shortages. There'd be meat shortages and increased meat prices. They hacked into the biggest meat processor in the United States and one of the biggest in the world. You could shut down the subway system in Boston and New York. They could theoretically shut down the power grid to New York City or Chicago. We can also shut down the power grid to Moscow and St. Petersburg. At what point do you stop doing this kind of thing? These are two powers that each have over 7,000 nuclear warheads. We have a joint space agreement till 2025. There are ships going up to the International Space Station. Seems very frequently with Russian and American astronauts. What, are you going to jeopardize them? Are you going to stop that? This is a love-hate relationship. There is some cooperation. So how do you foster the cooperation and stop this criminal conduct? I don't know that you stop it as long as Vladimir Putin's in power. You don't go and retaliate and shut down the power grid in Moscow or St. Petersburg. They retaliate and it would escalate. But I think what you do is severely increase economic sanctions against Russia. Right now, as of June 1, banks in the United States are prohibited from buying bonds denominated in rubles. That's a terrible hit to the Russian economy, because when American banks do it, basically they're all affiliated with international banks and they're all going to do it. Well, you can restrict their access to capital, restrict their ability to borrow even more. You can impose other trade sanctions. They are very weak. Their economy is the size of Italy's. Now, Italy is a great country. It has a great economy for a country the size of Italy, not a country the size of Russia, over 300 million people, the largest landmass in the world, going from the Bering Straits, practically from Alaska. At one time, they did own Alaska, all the way to St. Petersburg near Finland, all the way to Eastern Europe. And they're trying to run all of this and satisfy a population with an economy the size of Italy. They stifle innovation. Communism got rid of capitalism when they tried to bring it back in the 1990s. It was short-lived. Putin came along. He'd been a senior officer in the KGB, and he had apartment buildings bombed in Moscow and said it was Chechenian Muslim rebels. He said, "You got to put me in as president or as head of the country. And for a very short period of time, I'm going to impose authoritarian law to stop this." He's the one that blew up the apartment buildings. The minute he got in, of course, he engineered that he could serve basically for life. Now he extended it to the year about 2035. They have never, ever had a free economy, except for about 10 years in the 90s. I was there in 97 with a delegation from the Justice Department to meet with their lawyers, their prosecutors, and explain our justice system, criminal and civil. But even then, it was basically organized crime that came in. Up until the First World War, Russia was run by czars. That's not private enterprise. After the First World War, they were run by communists. That's not private enterprise. In the 1990s, they were run by organized crime, and now they're run by Putin, a more sophisticated head of organized crime. This has got to stop. You know, I threw this out yesterday. I'm throwing it out again. Why do we not outlaw cryptocurrency? Why do we not outlaw Bitcoin? It's being used basically as a dark way to transfer money among drug cartels and hackers. I'll give you a couple other examples and one intermediate way we could do it. You have a detector on your phone that you can't remove. If your phone is lost, you commit a crime and you have it in your pocket, they can trace you. You remember the Boston Marathon bombers, the Tsarnaev brothers, Tamerlane and Dr. Tsarnaev. They stole a car, held up an Asian student from Madison, and he threw his cell phone on the floor in the back seat and jumped out of the car when they were getting gas. And he told the police. They knew exactly where the car was going because of his cell phone. Why not bug cryptocurrency in some fashion and Bitcoin? You know, there are other ways of doing it. Guns, for instance, I oppose, there's a lot of things I oppose, but 3D printing of guns, mail order guns, mailed in parts where you put them together and there are no tracing numbers on them and all that. Right now, you can 3D print physical objects. In 50 or 100 years, believe it or not, you'll be able to 3D your own liver and heart based on your DNA and genes, and you won't need a donor, a kidney. 3D it. Well, when you are doing things like that with currency, basically currency that can't be traced, make sure it's outlawed unless it can be traced. And when they're paid ransom, it's just like with a bank. If you go into a bank with a gun and hold them up, they'll give you a bag of cash. It'll also have an exploding dye in it. You walk out to the car and it explodes and you're covered in purple ink. There's got to be something like that with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. Because right now, they're just hacking at will. Not every entity, especially governments, are being hacked. and paying millions of dollars. Municipal governments being hacked and paying millions of dollars. Something's got to be done. So one theory is outlaw them paying ransom. Well, you know something? Then we're going to have gas shortages, meat shortages. Subways won't run. They'll continue to do it. Putin will continue to do it unless he's slapped upside the head, unless he's hit over the head with a roll of newspaper. He does have 70-some-odd hundred nuclear weapons. It's a basket case. Or the other way to do it is outlaw cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, or make sure you can trace it. And, you know, one thing that's been proposed, which I think is kind of interesting, is just set a date certain, September 1, that $100 bills have to be turned in and they won't be recognized anymore. The biggest bill will be a $50 bill. Every drug dealer in the country wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know what to do. If they turn it in, they'll be arrested. If they don't turn it in, it's worthless. Something's got to be done. It's got to be done, something more than just outlawing ransom. On a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.